It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded over the last week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 29. So this episode of the podcast is very different to everything that we release during the week. And let me tell you how we come about this episode. So as many of you will know, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page most weekday afternoons at around about 1:30. Our Facebook page, by the way, is facebook.com/AdrianKandJeremyD with A-N-D in the middle. facebook.com/AdrianKandJeremyD. Find that page and that's us. So, as I said, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page every afternoon. And while the audience is building up in on Facebook, in order for us to have a sizable enough audience to do a show, myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie sit here in the studio talking the most random rubbish. And it is that random rubbish from a number of episodes over the last week and a bit that you will hear on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra. So you will hear how men are going absolutely crazy about an AI model on TikTok. You'll hear about the very, very, very loyal Opinions Matter listener that I met at a music bingo night that I was hosting. The real reason why Jeremy's wife hasn't spoken to him for 24 hours. And who has a face like a well-chewed toffee? It'll all become clear on this latest episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is episode 29. Look what the cat dragged in. The White Sands Hotel cat. He's back again. Do you know here at the White Sands Hotel, Jeremy, we actually have a hotel cat?
Don't be making out that you own the hotel. We literally rent a little box here. Look at the box we're in.
It's a fine box. Look.
That's what she said last night.
Anyway, that's so childish. Anyway, I'd love to say it's great to have you back, but if you were listening 24 hours ago, you'll know I was dreading the moment. I said to Katie yesterday, fucking hell, he's back tomorrow.
Oh, no, it's back to quality over quantity.
What?
Quality is back. We've quality in the seat here now. Quality is back. Anyway. I've a lot of want to get off my chest, actually.
Have you really?
Sorry.
I was talking about the pussy.
Where this studio? Oh God.
Have you seen the ginger cat that hangs around here?
I know him impeccably.
Yeah, he wanders around the hotel. He's free reign of the place.
He's a free range cat.
He was at our window here the other day. Look at this window outside our studio.
Yeah, we have a cat that's here.
But I don't know his name. Do you know his name?
You what?
Do you know his name?
Ah, who needs to know a cat's name? They call him Cat. That's what he's called. Why does he have a name?
Oh, that's not very nice.
What?
The very first message on your very first show back on Opinions Matter, after your well-earned break.
Yeah.
Go back to Spain, ballcock.
No, but it's from a licker.
What?
He's a licker.
He doesn't know what liquor is.
That's why I'm calling him only. That's a licker.
Really?
Oh, a licker of the highest order.
Go back to Spain, ballcock, he said.
Happily. Well, how does he know where I am? That's a bit weird, isn't it? Anybody that actually knows where I was on holidays is a licker.
Well, you said it before you went away.
No, I didn't. I never said where I was going.
Claire says Katie was brilliant. Piss off back to Spain, Jeremy.
How do people know I was in Spain?
Well, you said it.
No, I didn't.
You did.
And actually,
you're such a boring, ill-travelled man that you only ever go to Spain. Or one of those islands, or it's always the same thing, year after year, same old shite.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. When your kids were young, you brought them to Madagascar and Brunei. Brunei, is that a place?
Brunei.
where's Brunei?
That's over near Singapore somewhere. Yeah.
Adrian's first holiday with his kids. Laura was, she's now a mother, by the way. He never mentions it. But when Laura was five, and Sean, who's the son who doesn't like him, when Sean was seven,
really,
he brought the two kids to Machu Picchu on holidays. Like fuck, you did,
Matthew. Matthew wasn't there.
You went on the same holiday. Everybody who has kids,
no. Took them to Florida.
Everybody
took them to see Santa in the North Pole.
That was a blagged trip.
It doesn't matter.
It was free.
Still happened.
That was literally. I have to talk about something, guys. That has been troubling me, and I want to show Adrian a video first of all, and there's music to this video, and it's the most. This song does not fit the video I'm about to show you. So that's Golden Brown by the Stranglers.
Yeah.
Which is a song about cocaine.
No, it's not. It's about heroin.
I thought it was cocaine.
No, it's about heroin. Yeah, go on anyway.
Anyway, and in this video, there is a... Now, this is a podcast, so you're hearing... I want you to picture this in your mind. And Adrian is going to describe this woman that is... Shut Up. Oh, I hate that song.
Oh, I love that song.
The songs that make my blood boil. That's
oh, that's a great album.
Very repetitive. Listen.
Never a frown.
What do you mean never a frown? Most people I've seen on heroin have frowns. That's a ridiculous song. So that song is claiming that if you take heroin, is it about heroin or cocaine?
Yeah, heroin.
Are you listening, Connor?
No, he doesn't do heroin.
No, I'm not suggesting he does. Sorry, which is it about?
It's about heroin.
Okay.
When you burn heroin on a spoon, it turns brown. Golden brown.
How would you even know that?
I just know that. I'm an educated man.
How do you burn...
I don't know.
How do you burn heroin? Why would you burn heroin?
I don't know what they do. I don't know what they get a spoon and they...
What form does heroin come in?
It comes in a solid form and then you melt it and then it becomes liquid
and, what do you
and
do
then
once you
put
you
it into
it?
A needle.
What do you do?
I don't know. Oh. I just know Golden Brown is about heroin.
Kennedy's a junk box. There we go.
Yeah, okay, let's go with that.
So
yeah.
This song, this is not about the lady in the video, by the way, who's very... how would you rate her?
Oh. Oh, lovely. Yeah, very good, very good.
Someone didn't whack off. Someone didn't whack off today.
I'd rate her very good, yeah.
No, out of 10.
Let me see again. Oh,
very good dancer. I love a woman who can dance.
Yeah, so do I. She's a good dancer, yeah. 9.
This song, this is more important
Golden Brown, yeah.
About heroin.
Yeah.
So listen. Never a Frown with Golden Brown. Now, if you walk along the boardwalk, the person who sang this song, what's his name?
The Stranglers.
Mr. Strangler.
I don't think his
name is... Clearly, you've never walked along the boardwalk of Dublin, Northside City, because you will see a lot of people on heroin, and there's a lot of frowns.
Yeah.
So why does that song just make sense? They're saying never a frown
with Golden
with
Brown.
Golden Brown. So if you take heroin, you won't frown. But when you walk along the boardwalk, all you say, any money for any money? Give your answer, boys.
What's this got to do with this video?
Absolutely nothing. I want that song banned because it's false advertising.
So hang on, you have to show me a video of a voluptuous lady dancing to Golden Brown.
Why is she dancing to that song?
She likes it.
She's not on heroin.
She likes
there's
it,
no,
though.
No, geez, that's some frown, though. Anyway, I want Adrian to describe to you guys. I want you to describe to them this woman and what she's doing.
Okay, so she's wearing a bra top, yeah? She's...
That bra is way too small for her.
It is a little bit small, she's very voluptuous.
She's about... I'd say that's a double D.
That is something like that, but she's dancing to... Yeah, she's dancing. And she's rubbing her hair.
Rubbing her hair, yeah. And her lips are perfect.
There's nothing wrong with that
and
girl.
Her name is Amanda.
But what's the point?
Her name is Amanda, and she has an Instagram account.
Okay.
And on Instagram, I'll tell you how many followers she has. 332,000 followers.
Like myself, yep.
No, 332,000.
Oh, not 332.
No, 332,000 followers. Right. She's killing Instagram at the moment, Amanda is, and I can... Look at the abs. Look at the abs!
Nobody's looking at her abs.
She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. The problem is, and there's men whacking off to her... Goodo.
Right.
Okay. Like,
how did you come across her?
Because they're saying it came up in the algorithm. It's saying in the...
How did you come across her?
Oh,
but how did you find her?
Oh, what age are you? 12?
How did you find
literally,
her on Instagram? Were you searching for...
My son would make a joke like that. But no, he wouldn't even... That's way too young. Way too young. Anyway, she just popped up, if you'll pardon the expression. Yeah. And there's men in the comments, and I want to tell you what some of the men are saying in the comments to her.
These are the sad bastards, is it?
I don't know if they're sad. Well, when you find out the truth of Amanda, oh my God, I would pay $1 million to spend a night with you, says Dylan.
Okay.
John Thompson, come on, baby, sit on my face.
Jesus.
I know. Whatever happened to hello, where are you?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to Alfie's for a cocktail?
Clown of a man, whoever said that. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, this one, Kenny... Who's American because he has an American flag. You, hon, have... Shut up, Stranglers. That fucking song. You have seriously raised the bar. Wow, you are hot. Lenny,
yeah.
I need two more girls. Lenny says, you have everything I want in a woman and you present it in your own unique way that makes me so horny. Now, if you look at Lenny's photograph, he looks like a predator. Like, look.
Lenny, a cat would make you horny, you fool of a man.
I say that hard drive is warped. Say his hard drive is warped. And one final one. Beautiful, amazing. This is from Fernando.
Fernando, okay, yeah.
So he's probably Spanish, and Spanish people are quite romantic.
Read Fernando, yeah.
He says, beautiful, amazing, a woman. He says.
He's Italian, is he?
No, he's a Spanish flag. Beautiful, amazing, a woman. Can you tell me where you live, and I will travel thousands of miles just to spend one night with you, says Fernando. Now, the thing about this woman, Amanda, on Instagram, she's AI. She is not real. For those of you watching this on the camera.
Really? No, Hang on, wait. She's not real.
She's AI.
Really?
And all these lads are whacking off to AI. Because they say on the camera, read out some of the really bad comments. But, well, I'll read out one of them, yeah?
Yeah.
I'd jizz over your back.
Ah, Jesus, no, stop.
What's his name?
But you're telling me that lady...
That's from Gabrielle. How do you pronounce it?
Gabrielle.
Yeah. Gabrielle wants to jizz on her back.
Lovely. And she doesn't even exist.
She's AI, so somebody set up an AI... No, she's perfect. That's why she's perfect. You look... Well, what woman is perfect?
No, none.
You're supposed to say my wife is...
What was I supposed to say? It was a bit late now.
Probably have to edit that bit out of the podcast. You asked me the same question.
What woman is perfect?
My wife, who's at home at the moment.
Really?
Cleaning four suitcases, washing. Perfect woman. No flaws. But this woman, if you look at her, she has zero flaws. Her teeth are perfect. Her lips are perfect. Her boobs are perfect. She has abs. So I'll be back in 5 minutes.
But she's AI. That's mad. So what's her name on Instagram?
It doesn't matter.
Let our listeners follow her.
Oh my God, I'm only after realising this. The bizarre thing about this woman on Instagram, is that her Instagram handle is AI Amanda. Ah, for God's sake. And she says she's virtual. She literally, no, oh God, look at these photographs or these videos. Let's see what's on with this. She uses the same song in every dance. Oh, it's never going to work out, AI Amanda. Let's see, hang on, another one. Oh, she's new songing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And this just proves, ladies and gentlemen,
fucking gobshites men are.
Men are a beast.
Absolute animals.
And the fact, Darren has just texted in. The penny finally dropped to Darren.
Yeah.
And Darren says, I'll do it in my Darren accent. Amanda doesn't exist. We've just actually...
Exposed that.
Her name on Instagram and
is AI Amanda.
You can follow her on Instagram. Sorry, your name isn't Amanda. It's Armani. I spelled A-R-M-A-N-A.
Armani, yeah.
AI Armani is her name on Instagram. But she has nationality, French, / Italian. No! She don't have a nationality.
But whoever invented her.
No, AI doesn't have... That woman does not have a passport. Fine set of baps, though. My question, I guess, is...
Why is she using Golden Brown in her songs, in her videos?
I hate that song. No, but my point is, mm-hmm. My point is, aren't men just a...
Filthy animals.
No, a weak, weak...
Weasels. Weak,
literally, that there's men sitting at home at the moment, whacking one off. No, I don't have a problem with them whacking it off to AI Amanda. Or whatever her name is. I have a problem with them whacking off to Golden Brown. That's not a masturbatory song. I'm sorry.
Great to have you back anyway. Back into the depths of depravity.
Hey, follow her on Instagram. AI Armani is her name. I could name 5 of our regular listeners that at this very moment in time have followed her on Instagram and are choking the chicken to AI Armani.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to have you back, by the way, with your filth and your degradation.
I'm not the filthy one.
You are the filthy one.
No, I'm not the filthy one.
You're the one who brought AI Armani into this room.
Oh, Jesus, Edward. We need to talk to our buddy Edward. Who Katie, by the way, you need to tell her this. Katie, when she's home, calls him Edvard.
But that is his name.
No, she doesn't know. In Eastern Europe, a V is pronounced W.
Now, Katie, is it?
Katie's never left the Republic of Ireland or its occupied territories, so she wouldn't know that. But in Eastern Europe...
Yeah.
V is W.
Oh, so his name is Edward.
His name is Edward. But every time he's on the show, she says, good afternoon, Edvard. And it just, it irks me.
So
Edward. Can you clear, I'm terrified of her. Will you clear that up?
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I want to say a big hello to Jess. You know, mad Jess.
Lesbian Jess.
Well.
Yeah.
I think her sexuality is kind of irrelevant.
No, Taco Jess, we call her.
What?
She eats the taco.
Really?
Ah, yeah, that would be
you
her.
You would actually say that to her face?
Yeah, she eats the taco, yeah.
Well, I want to say a big hello to Jess, who's watching us right now. And I had the pleasure of meeting Jess.
That's not what you text me, you said, look at what fucking bitches after turning up on my cake.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I had the pleasure of meeting Jess and her partner, Kira, at my music bingo night last night.
Very good.
In the Bal Griffin Inn.
Very good.
And she's lovely. And she won 100 quid.
Fix.
What?
Where's Bal Griffin?
Just down the road here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Jess, it was lovely to meet you last night. And congratulations on winning 100 quid. She went home richer than she arrived.
What do lesbians spend money on, though?
What?
What do lesbians spend money on? Because it's not fashion. Oh, you'd never see a fashionable lesbian.
Oh, I have seen some, yeah.
No, you haven't. No. Don't fabricate stories.
What?
For the sake of it.
I did see a fashionable lesbian.
That's like something AI would do. If you ask AI, is there such a thing as... I'm sorry if you're a lesbian. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're a lesbian. No, I'm not sorry that you're a lesbian. I'm delighted. But I'm sorry if you're a lesbian and you're offended by that. But I've yet to meet a fashionable lesbian.
Really?
And I've a lot of lesbian friends. Who themselves...
And there, Jessica just said, you're a gent yourself, unlike that thing beside you.
Oh, I don't want to be a gent.
See, I am. I'm polite. You're obnoxious.
I have four lesbian friends.
Right, and what's wrong with them?
And, well, they're not attracted to me. Which is why I'm allowed to have them. It's the only reason my missus lets me have lesbian friends.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. And they all wear lumberjack shirts.
Every one of them?
Every lesbian friend I have. Yeah, do you want to say hello to them?
Go on, yeah.
Well, they say their names.
No, hello, lesbian friends.
I know, they don't even know this podcast exists.
Why?
We don't have a big audience in the lesbian community.
We do, Jess.
Nah, she's the only... I was about to... Can you use that word?
No.
Can you not?
You set the word that was on the tip of your tongue. No, you can't.
Oh, is that not acceptable anymore?
Yeah, no.
Do you know the word I'm talking about?
No.
Which
I do,
word?
The one beginning with a D.
No idea what you're talking about. Yeah. Is that not acceptable anymore?
No.
I think it is.
It's not.
I'm going to say it.
I'm going to cut you off. There you go. You're cut off.
Look, see, they told me to shut up.
And I'm telling you to shut up.
Anyway, out of my four... you have the word at the top of my head. Out of my four lesbian friends, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
None of them, and they would admit this themselves, none of them have fashion sense. That's how I know my daughters will not be lesbians.
Why, because they have a fashion sense?
Yeah, they dress them impeccably.
Really?
My daughter at this very moment is wearing a Chanel dress.
No, it's not. It's called Chanel. The one you bought in the market.
Got it in the market in Spain. Yeah, beautiful.
Chanel.
Chanel dress. Anyway, all four, because I've been out with them before, we go to the, it's a gay bar, you would know this because you're not part of the LGBTQI community. Because you're homophobic, and we'll address that in a separate podcast.
You will withdraw that comment right now, because I am not homophobic in any way.
Well, why don't you have any gay friends?
I do have gay friends.
Anyway, I was in the front lounge a couple of weeks ago, with my four lesbian friends.
You and the four girls, yeah?
Yeah, well, I was Agnita is one of their names.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to say the other girl's name because two of them aren't out.
Oh, that's a bit awkward.
No, it's not, but they're out with me, but they're not out with the parents.
Oh, okay.
So imagine finding out that your daughter's
a lesbian. What are you doing hanging around with young ones that aren't out to their parents? What age are they? 18?
No, they're not 18.
How old are they?
They're late 20s.
Late? What are you doing hanging around with girls in their late 20s in lesbian bars?
So you hang around with Eric Casey, who has...
She's the bomb.
But she has the mental capacity.
I'd much rather working with her.
She has the mental capacity.
I'm not speaking behind your back. I'm speaking into your face.
Anyway, I'm in the front lounge, which is a lesbian bar.
It's not just a lesbian bar, it's a gay bar.
It's a gay bar, yeah. And I'm with my lesbian friends. Agnita, how are you? Say hello to her.
Hello, Agnita. I love the way you powerfully sing The Winner Takes It All. It's brilliant.
Huh?
Yep. I love the way she sang The Winner Takes It All.
She doesn't karaoke.
Agnita sang that so well.
Anyway, all four of them, when we were going out that night, I said, are we going out? Are we dressing up or what are we doing? And she said...
So, sorry, are you telling me that you walked out your front door and said, how you doing? I'm off now. I'm going into the front lounge with the four lesbian friends of mine. But and off you went.
But no, that's not the way you word it. Sorry, if you're going out with straight people, you don't go, I'm going out with my straight friends. You don't. Well, see, there's a homophobia coming through in you again.
I want to know.
When you were walking
out the front door, what did you tell your wife?
You're the new John. What's his name?
John.
Your man.
John.
You wouldn't be a fan of the LGBTQI community.
Who's he?
Your man. And he used to go out with your woman. It's been 7 hours and 16 days.
Sinead O'Connor.
What's his name? That lunatic.
Oh, Waters.
Waters.
Go way out of that. Don't you put me in the same category as that nut job.
I put him a lot higher than you.
No.
Waters.
What did you tell your wife when you were going out the door?
Well, you don't say, by the way, hon, I'm going out with my four lesbian friends.
What did you say?
I said, I'm meeting Agneta and I can't remember any of the other names. Haven't come out yet. Sort of cloak and dagger under the carpet. Do you get the joke? Yes, it's under the carpet. You actually don't get that joke.
I do get that
joke. No, you don't.
It's pathetic. It's childish.
Two of my lesbian friends haven't come out yet. They're under the carpet.
You're such a child.
Because they literally are.
I know, Jeremy,
that's the joke.
What did you tell your wife going out the door?
I'm going out with Agnesia and can't mention the other names. Where she says, where are you going? Said, I'm going to the front lounge. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I text them in a WhatsApp group with them. Yeah,
yeah.
It's called Taco Lovers. That's actually the name of the WhatsApp group. And I texted them that day. By the way,
ladies and gentlemen, from start to finish, this story is not actually true.
This is actually one of the stories that is true.
Come on.
And I texted into the WhatsApp group, the Taco Lovers WhatsApp group. Look, what's the picture of our WhatsApp group? A taco.
Oh, it is actually.
Yeah, it's a taco. And I don't like tacos, I have to be honest.
Nor do I.
I prefer enchiladas. And I said to them, are we dressing up? And they said, yeah, wear your best. So I went in my Zara shirt.
It's horrible. I don't like that shirt.
Oh, you don't have to iron it. It's a non-iron shirt.
I know, that's what I don't like about it. Come on anyway.
But by the way, Zara, which is the name of one of the other lesbian girls that was out in the night out. She's not under the carpet. She's over the carpet. She's eating the carpet. And I said, will we dress up? And she said, yeah, dress smart. So I went in, strolled into the front lounge in my non-stick, non-iron Zara shirt.
Lovely.
It also comes in XXL, if you're interested, by the way.
Thanks.
And I arrive in, and the four lesers are all wearing lumberjack shirts.
Four of them were wearing all
them.
Lined up all in a row. The four of them wearing the exact same shirt.
What's the exact same shirt?
Well, this brings me back to the point. Can I just confirm that Jess, who I met last night at my music bingo in the Bal Griffin Inn,
was wearing a lumberjack shirt.
She was not wearing a lumberjack shirt.
Okay, was she wearing?
Nor was her partner.
This is another thing that women of that variety would wear.
Variety?
Yeah, variety. That's the spice of life. Were they wearing oversized T-shirts?
That may be the case. I'm not certain now.
And comfortable shoes.
We all wear comfortable shoes. Who deliberately wears uncomfortable shoes?
My wife has I can't get going on this now.
What?
Oh, you'd have to throw
a bucket. But she deliberately wears uncomfortable shoes.
You'd have to throw a bucket of water over me.
Who would intentionally wear shoes that aren't comfortable?
My wife is a purveyor of stilettos.
Right.
That's all I need to say.
So does she go out wearing uncomfortable shoes?
She does.
Because who would do that?
Oh, she knows that I have a little thing for heels, if that makes sense.
You don't come in wearing them that often.
Only on Saturdays, when you're not here.
Anyway, where were we? Does anybody go out intentionally wearing uncomfortable shoes?
You what?
Does anybody ever go out intentionally wearing uncomfortable shoes?
Oh, yes, I bought a pair of those shoes for my wife for our wedding present. The ones with the red heels, what are they called?
Louis Vuitton.
What?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. She was always at me for a pair of Louis Vuittons, and I bought her a pair of Louis Vuittons.
And, was that the time you had the nail varnish and you painted underneath the sole?
No, they were actually real, Aidan. They were
Why are you calling me Aiden when you've worked with me for 50 odd years?
Oh, feels like 150. And I bought her a pair of Louboutin shoes. They cost me 875 quid in Brown Thomas, which is like an hour's wages for me, really. In fact, I've literally earned that money in the last 5 minutes talking shite here. 875 euro.
Have you?
Yep, literally.
Does that mean I'm earning that?
No, I'm the star here.
You're the fool here.
And she when she wears them out on a night out, so if you ever see my wife in town, you'll notice her by the red shoes, because she'll tell you fucking.
She's still wearing the same ones 10 years later.
She's because she tells everybody, oh, look at my Louis Vuittons. And she literally would have tears in her eyes walking down Grafton Street at 2 a.m. That's the noise she makes.
Jesus, that's very concerning.
I say to her, what's wrong with you? Because we'd be walking from the centre town up to Copperface Jacks.
Right.
It's a long old walk when you have a pair of heels on you. I know, I've done it.
But is she one of these women that has a spare pair of shoes in her handbag?
No, so her feet would be, there'd be blood and pus coming out of her toes and all that. And I'd say, that's it. Next week when we go, I'll wear a pair of runners. I can't love that. Fashion over pain. Fashion over pain. And she's walking into Copperface Jacks and her toe was like the size of, is literally the size of a head. Her toe is.
By the way, she'd be the very first person ever into Copperface Jacks wearing Louboutins. Everyone else in there is wearing Converse. And
yeah, they need to. You need, by the way, Cole, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Good friend of ours,
up
Cole.
Up the fashion stakes there.
I was walking out of a Copperface Jacks at 2:30 there the other night when it closed. About 2:20, actually, just when they were closing up for the night.
Really?
Yeah, last drinks. DJ was finished putting people out into the street. Go home.
At 2:30?
2:20. And I was walking out.
You must be talking about somewhere completely different.
No, Copperface Jacks, Harcourt Street. And I was walking out and I said to Carl, Carl was standing at the door, our friend who owns Copperface Jacks.
Yeah.
I said, Carl, you need to start getting women in here in heels. It's just...
Because there literally is no woman in Copperface Jacks wears heels.
No,
not
why,
one.
Why don't they?
It's Copperface Jacks.
There's nothing attractive about a woman in a pair of runners. Sure, there's not.
I don't know about that.
But sorry, the reason most women you know wear runners so they can run away fast from you if they have to. Yeah, 2:20. Turfed out of Copperface Jacks.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Copperface Jacks.
Sorry, don't know you. Don't know your face.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
I want to give you all a compliment.
A compliment?
Not you. I wouldn't compliment you if you were on your deathbed. If you were literally...
Jesus.
If I got a call this afternoon at about 6:00.
Yeah.
Adrian's on his deathbed.
So 4 hours from now, I'm on my deathbed.
Why are you talking about hours? Why are you talking about hours? So I get a call this evening at any time.
Okay, at any given time.
And it's your next of kin.
Saying, Jeremy, you'd be shocked to hear this.
Well, no, you wouldn't start off a call. Why would you start off a call?
Oh, Jeremy, I've really sad news.
Well, no, that's sad as...
Okay.
We don't know if it's... It may not be sad for me.
I have very, very difficult news.
Yeah, I have really bad news.
I want to get your reaction to it.
It wouldn't be sad news, by the way. Because if you died, I'd get all the proceeds of this podcast. I would literally... I wouldn't have to fly with the scum that I flew with last week. I could fly in first class. Do you think last week...
This podcast is nothing without me.
I was getting... There were working class people breathing on me on the flight last week. Literally breathing on me. And So if you died, I would get the whole proceeds of this empire.
But it'd fall asunder if I wasn't here.
Oh, no. It'd go to new heights.
Oh, no, it wouldn't.
Anyway, sorry, I get the call, yeah?
Yeah. Listen, I've some bad news. Adrian's on his deathbed.
Why is the person stuttering?
Adrian's on his deathbed.
What the fuck do you want me to do about it? Would be my reply.
Really?
Yeah, what comes next then?
Well, I just thought I'd share it with you. I thought you might be interested.
Do you want to go in and say a few words?
Do you want to pop into him?
Who am I, a fucking priest? That would be my next, yeah?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, what's next? Go on.
Like, where,
convince me to go into your deathbed and say something nice about you.
You've been working with him 30 odd years and I thought you might to say goodbye to him.
All that man has made a fortune out of me. So come on.
Okay, I just write it in my will. Don't ever call Jeremy.
I don't know. How many breaths are left in your life?
About 10.
Wouldn't bother. By the time I drive in, you'd be dead. Nah. Wouldn't even go to the funeral. I don't do funerals, by the way.
But you wouldn't go to the funeral either?
No, I don't do funerals. Find them very... I don't know if many of you find funerals awkward. You never know what to say.
I don't know
what to say when someone dies. What do you say?
I'm sorry for your loss.
No, because...
That's all you can say.
But what else? No, we need a new line. We need a new line for funerals. You know when...
So I'm sorry for your loss isn't good enough.
I hate the moment, yeah? Yeah? When... I don't want to be morbid about it, but you know when the funeral, when the coffin goes out first... And the family members are then waiting at the door. So they corner you. You can't get out of the church without having to pass them.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's hard work.
So what I normally do is try and sneak out the side entrance.
And just leg it.
Or I'd use the priest's back entrance. I've often used the priest's back entrance.
Okay, and just leg it.
Ah, yeah. I've availed of the priest's back entrance. a couple of
times. Just to get out of a funeral?
Just to get out of a funeral, yep. I'd say to the priest, can I use your back entrance?
Are you one of these people that goes to a funeral, make sure somebody from the family sees that you were there and then legs it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I don't.
So then when it comes up in conversation later, didn't see Jeremy there. Oh, no, I did.
Yeah.
That's you, is it? Yep. You are that soldier.
Yeah. Anyway, my point is, if you died tomorrow, I wouldn't go to the funeral. That's not what I wanted to talk about, by the way.
What did you want to talk about?
I just wanted to give our listeners a compliment.
What's the compliment?
Because today, I'm having a tough day.
Why?
You don't need to know. You wouldn't go to my funeral.
Well, I probably would, actually. And I'd stand down the back of the church going,
like Nelson from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
No, today was a tough day for me, and it was nice to be actually come in and talk to you guys, even though half of you are fuckers, can't stand you. But it was nice. I'm getting the silent treatment at home, let's just say.
What have you done now?
That doesn't matter.
I know it does. I love hearing your stories of woe.
No, it's not woe.
Every second week. I'm in the doghouse today.
Oh, I'm not only am I in the doghouse, what's past the doghouse? I'm actually...
Well, out of the house.
Well, quote unquote, she said to me yesterday, you can sleep in the kids' Wendy house. No, I went out, there was no electricity there, so I came back into the house. So it's nice to be able to come to somewhere where people will talk to me. She hasn't spoken to me in 24 hours.
Delighted for you.
Why are you delighted?
I am absolutely chuffed.
You're constantly...
It couldn't happen. No, I'm never in...
Your wife hates you.
I'm never in the doghouse.
Oh, my God.
Because I knocked the bloody thing down. I was in it so often. I knocked it down.
Well, I tell you all what it's all. Let's see how well our listeners know. I'll give you two minutes. Can anybody guess why I'm getting the silent treatment from my wife? I'm a bit of a prick to live with.
I'd say you are.
No, I didn't ask for your volition on that comment.
Oh, no.
There's no need for you to back it up. Well, oh, you're fucking...
No, I will.
I'm saying, you don't need to say it for me.
You're a nightmare to sit in a bloody room with for an hour every day.
Yeah.
I can imagine what your life to live with and go on holidays with. Oh, Jesus.
So let's just say I did or said something 48 hours ago that I
got you sent to the doghouse.
Sean says he showed his sausage to his wife... And it gave her a mini heart attack. That's why. Sean, why would you be obsessed with my sausage? Like, what?
Anyway, go on.
Here we go. All the women now. I'm guaranteed the silent treatment is deserved. By the way, my wife thinks she's punishing me by giving me the silent treatment. I've had 24 hours of bliss. Literally bliss. She turned around to me yesterday, yeah?
Yeah.
Even though she's given me the silent treatment. Did you pay the TV license? Yeah. So I can't answer that question. You're not speaking to me. No, I didn't pay the TV license.
You better.
You don't need one for a dodgy box.
Have you got a dodgy box?
What?
Have you?
What?
Did you actually publicly admit that?
What?
The dodgy box.
Yeah.
You have a dodgy box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's at the bottom of our bed. We keep all the kids' toys in there. It's literally falling apart. It's in bits, it is. So we need to get a new toy box for the house.
Well, so it's dodgy.
Yeah. The reason she's not talking to me is because I suggested that we do our summer holidays next year without the kids and leave them at home. And she's very pissed off. Very pissed off with me over.
Actually,
because I'm just...
You put up something on social media there.
Social, yeah.
And I'd say she's pissed off over this as well.
Don't bring up the war. Don't bring up the war.
It's something that you said before about your own children, yeah?
She's pissed off me over that. I put up a post with her holiday photographs on social media and I said, going on holidays with your kids is just like babysitting them in a different country. And she said, you weren't fucking babysitting them, they're your kids. But anyway, let's just say the holiday we had, it was a lovely holiday, but those of you who have kids will know that a holiday with kids is a horrible experience. It's literally...
But did you not enjoy any of it?
It's literally, I'd rather do 2 months in the joy. Name the wing in the joy. What's the wing?
The Doka Centre.
Oh, that's the... Oh, I'd love to go in there.
Would you?
Oh, loads of horny women have been locked up for months. Hello, Scissor Sisters. How you doing, Scissor Sisters?
So, she's not talking to you because...
I came back, I said something in jest.
Can we go on a holiday next year without the kids?
Not in jest, in haste is the word, isn't it? Where you say something and you don't realise...
As it's coming out of your gob.
And I was very pissed off because the kids were being bold on holidays. I said, next year, let's leave them with one of the grandmothers and let's go away on holidays on our own. And she's very... What's wrong with saying that?
Well, just have more holidays, half with the kids and half without.
No, she said, what kind of father? Oh, by the way, that's my friend Orla who goes on 16 holidays a year.
You're only bitter. Fucking easy. I now know. It's bitterness.
Easy for you to say, Orla. You are literally, you've been on more holidays than, who's been on, you know what my nickname for Orla is?
What?
Colleen Rooney. You know the way Colleen's office, hi Wayne, it's Tuesday, we haven't been away in a week, can we go away on holidays, Wayne? I no problem, Colleen. We go away on holidays. Where are we going today, Wayne?
Where are they from? South Africa?
To Liverpool. All right, Wayne. We going to Dubai on the holidays?
You sound very Liverpoolian to me.
Orla is literally the Irish Wayne Rooney. Literally the Irish Wayne Rooney. Always on fucking holidays. Don't you judge me, you bitch.
So Jeremy had one holiday in the last year and it was with his kids.
I don't get women.
What?
I just don't get women. They see things differently. Do you not love your kids? She said to me. I probably shouldn't be airing all this on public airways.
But would you not go on a holiday just the two of you?
She doesn't want it.
Oh.
Why don't you want to go away with your kids? Why do you not?
Don't say during school term. Could you not go away?
No, because who's going to pick them up from school and all that?
Granny, I'll do it.
I wouldn't let you mind. Remember I asked you to mind my goldfish?
And then you withdrew the offer.
I withdrew the offer. I said, no. That goldfish would be sexually assaulted or something like that while we're away.
I'm delighted for you anyway. It couldn't happen to a nice
fathers
affair.
And mothers see things differently. I would love 2 weeks in...
But even 1 week?
She wouldn't do it.
So you're telling me for the next 20 years...
I just know. Say we went away for a week to Kos, yeah?
Lovely. Oh, you'd love Kos.
I'd love Kos. Or I know where I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, go on.
Malia. In Crete.
Oh, lovely, yeah. Or maybe Barbados.
That's a bit too far. And the first day of the holiday, so the kids will be at home. Fuck them, yeah? The kids are at home.
Yeah.
We leave the Disney Channel on their grand. And the first day we go out for a meal, and the first thing my wife would say, oh, the kids would love it. The kids would love it here. It's not the same without the kids. Oh, you'd miss the kids. Oh, it's so quiet without the kids.
That's your life for the next 20 years, you poor fucker.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
That one, by the way, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Has a face like a well-chewed toffee. Have you seen the face on it?
What's a well-chewed toffee look like?
I've no idea. I don't know where that expression ever came from.
I've never heard it before. Face like a well-chewed toffee.
Did I say the expression wrong? No.
I've never heard that expression.
A face. Jeez, am I after getting it wrong? Is that an... Does anybody
you
know?
Just said
We're talking about a certain woman who...
shall remain nameless.
Ah, no.
Because she's got a face like a chewed toffee, whatever
it has to be well-chewed toffee.
A well-chewed toffee. Maybe. A well-chewed toffee, if you take it out of your mouth, is just a blob.
It would be disgusting just to take it out of your mouth. Maybe that's one of these expressions that is only unique to my household and no other house in Ireland has ever used that expression.
So, who describes somebody who would have a face like a well-chewed toffee?
Your woman who watches the show every day.
Yeah.
She has a face like a well-chewed toffee. Now, again...
But again, what does...
I don't know. Don't ask me questions that I don't know.
Well, can you tell me what a well-chewed toffee looks like?
Yeah, her, look.
No. Explain to me what it looks like.
Well, you know when you have a toffee. By the way, and that's we should do a whole topic about that. Toffo sweets. Why was there not a campaign... To stop them.
Oh, are they gone?
Ah, here. Hello.
Are they gone? Really?
When was the last time you saw a toffo on a shelf?
Are they gone?
Would you stop asking the same question? Are they gone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're gone.
Toffo was a brand of toffee.
Oh.
Yeah. And when do they...
Sorry, don't be getting upset about them because you don't even know they're gone. So you obviously
they are gone.
Yeah,
they're not only are they gone...
Yeah.
They're gone since 2005, so 20 years.
And yet Adrian's only upset about it now.
Yeah, I'm distraught over that.
You know what you're like. You know where you remind me of. You know where you remind me of, you prick. You know who you remind me of.
Who?
By the way, I didn't care for the other colours.
No, I didn't even know there was other colours, to be quite honest with you.
That's very racist. There's always other colours. Is it racist to say you didn't like other colours toffee?
Anyway, what were you about to say?
Go on. You're like, so Adrian is getting upset that the toffo, is it a bar?
No, it's a packet.
Yeah.
Packet of sweets,
That Toffo sweets are gone. He's getting very upset about this. He's jittering and shaking and all that.
ever to exaggerate.
You're like the same people who still give out. I saw them on Facebook at the weekend. We're giving out about, I can't believe Mosny's gone. Ah, they gave it to the blacks. They gave Mosny to the blacks. I want to bring me kids. I want to bring Harrison up there. And I want to bring Duncan. Who gets a kid who calls a kid Duncan?
I actually heard of a kid called Duncan recently.
No,
I did.
Name and shame the parents.
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
Duncan.
I wanted to bring Harrison and Duncan up to Mosny and it's gone because the blacks are there. Now, Mosny is gone.
Because it was doing shite business and
Mosny
it closed down.
Mosny was because it was a dirty, smelly kip where if you used to go to the swimming pool, remember the swimming pool?
Yeah.
And the pub underneath, Nancy Hans.
And the window and everything.
Yeah, so there's a pub underneath the swimming pool called Nancy Hans. And you used to sit in the pub with your parents and your parents would give you a pint of beer because it was the 80s and that happened. And as you were drinking your pint of beer, by the way, can they sue us for saying that they served beer to kids?
I don't think the company actually exists anymore.
Okay, Mosny's gone. Mosny's gone. And you'd be sitting there with your parents having a pint of Guinness at 8 years of age and you'd look through the window and there'd be a floating shite in the swimming pool.
Or somebody flashing their Mickey.
Oh, God, that pool was disgusting. Anyway, my point is, Mosny's gone since, Amanda, 1996.
It's gone a long time, yeah.
It's gone a long time.
Yeah.
And the reason Mosny closed down, yes? Yeah?
Yep.
Was because people stopped going to it because cheap package holidays came on and they realised that Mosny was actually a shithole. And you know the way people go, oh, I loved Mosny. Remember we used to go to Mosny? Yeah, I had the... By the way, I'm Mosny is responsible for me dying.
For you dying?
Yeah. I died in Mosny.
What happened?
I drowned. You know this story.
You're here.
Why do you always speak as though this is the first time you've met me?
But you're here.
Hello, my name is Pass. Like, what? Hi, I'm Pass.
Who would even say that?
Someone called Pass. Hi, I'm Pass. Nice to meet you. And you'd be like, Pass, I know you 30 years. Why do you go on like that? You know I'm dead. I'm literally...
But you're not dead because you're sitting here. I know you did have a drowning incident, a potential drowning incident.
Yes,
didn't actually drown because had you drowned, you wouldn't be sitting here beside me.
I died.
You died?
I died.
Wasn't a very successful death then.
No, I can do nothing right. I can't even die. No, what happened was I drowned in Mosny, yeah?
You drowned, yeah?
Yeah, because I fell in. Remember they used to have the big swans that you pedaled around in the water? And the water was fucking toxic. Remember the colour of it? Remember it was like the Simpsons lake where you'd have fish jumping out with six eyes? Remember?
It was like exactly like
six-eyed
that.
Six-eyed fish. And I drowned in Mosny. And was brought back to life. This is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
The priest that brought us up to Mosny for the summer project gave me mouth to mouth. And this is before I drowned. He just did that because he wanted to. Actually, no, that bit's not true. No, I saw the lights.
You saw what lights?
The bridge.
What bridge?
The bridge. The gates. I saw the whole thing.
The gates to Mosny.
How do you know? How do you not know the story? How long do you know me? Hi, I'm Pat. Nice to meet you.
Why are you saying that if I'm Pat?
Because.
That makes no sense.
No, but I'm saying you're lying.
Why would you even introduce yourself? I know you for donkey's years.
But you're going on like you don't know this story. I died in Mosny in the 80s, the 1980s. You're annoying me now because you're questioning my death and I'm not happy about it. I died in Mosny in the 1980s in the lake. With the fucking pedal swans. Thank you.
But it was an unsuccessful death because you're here.
No, but I came back.
You came back to life.
I was at the gates. See, you don't know this. You've never had a near-death experience.
What age were you?
We won't get into ages at this stage of the conversation. Forget about that. But I drowned.
You drowned?
Which is not a nice experience.
But no, drowning. If you had drowned, you wouldn't be here. So you didn't actually drown?
I did because I had an outer life.
You had a near drowning experience?
No, I drowned. I drowned to death. I had I was actually clinically dead. And I... Why do you not believe this?
Ladies and gentlemen, this story may or most likely may not be true.
No, this is actually one of the stories that is true. I died in Mosny. And I had a... Epiphany? Is that the word?
I don't know. I've never died in Mosny.
You can die anywhere and have an epiphany. I went to the gates. The bright light came towards me. You know the way they say people when they have a near-death experience? Yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, Adrian did have a near-death experience a few years ago when they closed the pubs on Paddy's Day. He was literally... Do you remember?
I did.
Pubs open on Paddy's Day!
They kept them closed till 4 o'clock.
Oh my God, it's the worst day of my life!
Anyway, what was this story relating to? Your near-death experience in Mosny? Oh, Mosny was a kip, basically.
Yes, it was a kip, and that's the point that... that Mosny was a kip, and people have... What's it called when you have nicer memories of things than you... And they actually...
Yeah, it's like my childhood, I remember...
Every day the summer being sunny.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say... Yeah. You know how I know you were going to say that?
Why?
Hi, I'm Pat. Nice to meet you.
Why are you saying that?
Because I know you years. I know your stories before you tell the stories. My point is, to cut a very long story short, is that people still get upset about Mosny, and Mosny is gone since 1996. Adrian's getting upset about Toffos. Toffos are gone since 2002 or something like
no,
that?
No, 2005, 20 years.
But how did we end up talking about Toffos?
I have no idea.
I mean, there must be a reason. Oh, well-chewed toffee. See, it all comes back.
Yeah, right.
My ADHD is kicking
back. So that woman that you were pointing out on your screen there, you said she has a face like a well-chewed toffee, and I'm asking you, what does a well-chewed toffee look like?
And I'm suggesting that you go to the shop, buy a toffo, chew it for a bit.
But I can't do that now because they don't exist.
Is there anything that replaced a toffo?
No. So there is no chewed toffees anymore.
Oh, there are those ones. The toffees. You know the toffees.
Oh, yeah, they're lovely. Yeah, I like them, yeah.
Do you like them?
Toffifees, yeah.
What are they called?
Toffifees.
No, they're not. Really?
Read the word. Toffifey.
Oh. So, go home, buy a packet of...
Toffifees.
Toffifees. Hi, I'm Pat. Nice to meet you.
Why do you keep saying Pat?
It's just a name that popped into my head.
And do you know this Pat?
No, he's an imaginary figment of my imagination.
So it's like you walking in the door here. Hi, I'm Jeremy. How are you? But yeah. I know bloody well who you are.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, sorry, our friend Mick. You know Mick?
Mick, yeah.
Mick Michael. Yep. Michael says you should try the Toffifees. I've never even seen them.
Oh, yeah, no, they're lovely.
Are they lovely?
Yeah, they're lovely, yeah.
So what I want you to do, Edward, when you get home is chew one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, take it out of my mouth.
Put it in your hand, and that will resemble that woman's face.
But I again want to know where the expression like a face like a well-chewed toffee comes from, and you don't have any answers.
I don't know. I assume that it was only in my household. Well, what would you say? Oh, what's the other expression? A face like a slapped arse. Is that what it is?
A slapped arse?
Yeah.
That's just red.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't make sense at all. A face like a...
I don't know.
A face like a well-stung bee.
A well-stung bee? Well, the bee got stung.
Hang on, a face like a... Hang on. What do you say when you...
A face like a...
Ah, a face like a bulldog chewing a wasp. Now, I've never seen a bulldog chewing a wasp.
But I can imagine what that face would be like.
And then you know what the bulldog would say? I'm Pat, nice to meet you.
Why would his bulldog say that?
Because he does... Even though he knows you, he says it. Wesley wants to know, are these guys on drugs? If you've never listened to this show before,
you may think that
this was the first time ever. But I'll tell you one thing, Wesley, you've never seen the pearly gates like I have. The pearly gates of Mosny. I'm going to have a Chinese tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
So am I. I had one yesterday.
Anyway,
do you take leftovers from a restaurant? You take a doggy bag from a restaurant?
No.
I had a lovely Chinese yesterday.
What was her name?
It was huge.
What was her? Oh, she was huge.
No, the Chinese was huge.
Most Chinese women are quite
I'm not
slender.
Talking about a Chinese woman,
quite,
you fool.
Quite svelte is the word, actually.
You fool of a man. I had a Chinese, but it was gorgeous.
What was her name?
And, but it was huge. And I brought home half of it.
You'll really take anything, though. I brought home half of it,
and I'll devour the rest of it today.
Ah, you'll reheat it.
Yeah. Nothing nicer.
Anyway, my nights and holidays are spent playing Uno, which I have to say. You can't have a holiday without Uno.
That's a great game.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you, Bruno, you don't go away with kids.
Well, I used to.
Since the barring order and all that.
since my kids grew up.
That was the reason. Yeah. Is it something that, because I'm at a different stage in my life than you. You're at the last stage of your life.
I'm at the last stage of my life. I'm at the great stage of my life.
You're at the final hurdle.
No.
Yeah, you're coming down the bend.
Yeah.
You're coming. A grown man like you. When you're going away on a child-free holiday, which you do.
Yeah, love it.
Do you play Uno? Do you pack Uno? Have you got Uno in your briefcase?
I have about four or five different versions of Uno at home.
Why is it different versions?
There's different versions, yeah.
Why did they do that?
There's one grey card, right?
No.
There's one grey card in one of the decks.
Is it the pick-up four card?
No.
I'm not interested.
You write your own rule, right? So you decide...
I like this now.
Yeah.
I like own rules. Yeah.
So you can write, we call it the fuck off card, right? You throw down the fuck off card.
Now, here, rewind back everything.
Uno.
What?
There are different games of Uno.
Okay, talk to me like I'm a two-year-old.
In the particular game of Uno...
Why would you use the word particular with a two-year-old? Do you think my daughter knows what the word particular means?
In this game of Uno, you make your own card.
How come you can't relate
to it? You write the rules of the card.
One of the cards
is kind of a blank card, yeah.
Oh, I like this. Yeah. Come on.
You make your own rule, and we call it the fuck-off card. And if you throw that down, the play reverses back to the person, and they have to pick up six or eight cards or whatever you decide, and they miss their
go. Sorry, hang on. You can put anything on it.
Anything, yeah.
Like, if you pick up this card, you have to
run around naked in the living room. Yeah,
that's not Uno. Uno's a card game. That's not Uno.
No, it's great. It's great. Look into it. Look into it.
No, I'm a basic man.
There are different versions of the game. That's all I'm telling you.
I know, but why don't they just stick with the original version? It was like when Twister first came out. Yeah, very simple. You roll the thing around, and if it lands on blue, your foot goes on blue, and your hand goes on red. Yeah,
yeah.
Happy as Larry. That was a great album.
And how did they change that?
Well, they made Naked Twister then. And you end up sticking your Mickey in
Is it not always like that?
No, you end up sticking your Mickey in your granny's ear.
Oh, geez, that's how we always played it.
Imagine sticking your Mickey in your granny's ear.
And there's Gene. Gene said, I've never played Uno. Who's never played Uno? Well, Gene.
And not everybody would be aware of the game, though.
Jeez, it's in every bloody shop in Dublin.
What? But what's Uno called in Spain?
Uno.
No, because Uno is...
And there's another game called DOS. Yeah,
I saw a pack of cards. Yeah.
I bought them last year in Spain.
Sorry, actually, bring down the music because I'll forget about this, and I do want to highlight this thing in a moment. That bear with. Continue about deuce,
dos.
Oh, for the Spanish for two.
Yeah,
dos.
Yeah. Now I bought the game, but I've never played it. I don't even know what the rules are, but I have it in a drawer at home.
It's a pointless thing to say.
What?
So you literally just, that's like me saying, by the way, Adrian. Hi, by the way, I'm Adrian. That's like me saying, Adrian, I have a box up in my attic.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, this box is up in my attic. Yeah. What are you going to ask me?
What's in it?
I have no idea. That's ridiculous. Oh, there's a game called Dose, but I don't know how
last
to play.
Year when I was in Lanzarote, I bought the game Dose. I brought it home, but I've just never bothered to take it out.
Okay, I need
to. So I don't know what the rules are.
As you know, we were in Spain last week.
Yeah.
And I have to give out about this. And I don't mean to come across as a funny nunny. What's the expression?
Funny duddy.
That's the one. They need, in the shops, there's a lot of stuff that's inappropriate for kids.
Like what?
So we went into a shop there last week, okay? Because my son wanted Yamil Lamal. What's his name?
Who?
Yamil. What's his name? Yamal. The football. Who? The footballer. My son's obsessed with him.
No, I do. What about it?
What's his name?
I haven't a fucking clue what you're even talking about.
The Spanish footballer that all the kids see. You don't have... We're on a completely different level. We shouldn't even be in the same room together.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
There's a Spanish footballer that all the kids are mad about him.
So if you don't know and your son has told you about him, how am I meant to know?
My young fella wants to dress up as him for Halloween. And I said, you can't, because you can't do blackface. You'll be cancelled from the school. So he's a bit tanned, is the man.
Right. This nameless man. Amelia.
Could be Amelia. Anyway, my son, the moment the plane landed at the feckin' place, he's like, I want one of these football kits, Amelia, whatever his name is, yeah? And we went into a shop to buy the kit. So there we go, going into the shop. And by the way, Spanish shops are not made for buggies.
No, they're not.
What's the problem?
They cram everything into it.
Yeah, they do. And there he is. Jonathan just gave us his name. How do you pronounce that?
Where? Let me see.
What are you looking at?
Let me see. Lamine Yamal.
What's his name?
Lamine Yamal. Lamine Yamal.
Yeah, he's the most famous footballer in the world.
Is he? You didn't even know his name,
I couldn't pronounce his name, is what I'm
saying. No, you didn't even know it. Ah, the blondie fella. Yeah, I know who he is.
The young fella has the same haircut as him now. It's ridiculous looking.
Yeah, it is ridiculous looking. Why'd you let him get it?
Because couldn't be arsed to argue with him. Anyway, we go into the shop, okay?
Yeah.
So my wife's outside with my two daughters because they're screaming because it's 28 degrees. Yeah. We want to go back to Ireland. You ungrateful wagons. After paying 52 grand to go on holiday.
52 grand to go to Spain.
Yeah, we got
to
cheap. Anyway, so I go into the shop to buy the...
Yamin Yamal.
No, I don't think it's Yamin Yamal.
Lamine Yamal.
That's impossible to say, isn't it?
Lamine is his first name. Say that. Lamine. Yamal.
Yeah, but I can't say it. Together.
Lamine Yamal.
Very difficult to say that.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so we go in to buy the Lamine Yamal, jersey.
Yeah.
And in this shop in Spain, beside all the football jerseys for kids, does T-shirts. I love T-shirts.
Yeah.
You know where it says, I love, and then something underneath it. And the first T-shirt on the shelf is, I love eating pussy. So my son is standing there, and he's holding his
Lamine Yamal. Lamine Yamal.
That the blonde footballer, he's holding the jersey.
He's not always blonde. Sometimes dark haired.
I don't care. So he's holding the
Yami Yama.
Yami Yama.
No, it's not Zujama.
I don't know.
Lamine Yamal.
It's a ridiculous name, ridiculous name.
Go on anyway.
He's holding the Yamima jersey in one hand.
Yep, yep.
And in the other hand, he's staring up at the thing going, Daddy, what's I love eating pussy mean? Now, I had to say to him, and I'm sorry, I had to say to him that in some parts of Spain, like Catalonia.
They eat cats?
That they eat cats.
Ah, stop it
now. I had to tell him that.
That's more traumatic.
No, how could I explain the thing?
Ah, it's a thing adults do or something.
No, no, I had to say, so now he believes that Catalonia...
They're savages eating cats.
They're savages eating cats. They eat cats, they eat dogs. But then we get the... Say the name again.
Yamin Yamal.
We get that jersey and we go up to the till to pay for it, yeah?
Is it a genuine one now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He knows the difference between fake and...
In one of those shops that you're crammed in like sardines.
Oh, is it fake?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he could be listening to this. It's real, it's real.
Shop could be listening to this right now.
It had Lumbro written on the back of it. Is that a make a jersey? Lumbro.
Come on, anyway.
Anyway, we go up to the till to pay for the jersey.
Yeah.
Which is 45 quid. It better be real.
No, it definitely isn't. But go on, anyway.
And at the till... Yeah, there's Mickey-shaped bottle openers.
They're brilliant. You can get a good grip on them.
Oh, my God. But why? Why are they allowed to sell these things in shops?
So what did your son ask about them?
Why isn't mine that size? Do you have a Mickey-shaped bottle opener?
No, but I've seen them. I've seen them.
What?
You can get a good grip on them.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.